You're listening to SBS News.
It is a new way of seeing species extinction. A dramatic new study published in the online journal Scientific Reports has found extreme climate change could lead to an extinction effect, which it says could ultimately end all life on Earth. The idea is organisms could die out because they depend on other doomed species. In the study, researchers from Italy and Australia simulated 2,000 so-called virtual Earths, linking animal and plant species. The study found if plants and animals become extinct from extreme climate change, that could trigger a domino effect and eventually wipe out life on Earth. Flinders University professor Corey Bradshaw, a co-author of the report, explains how it worked.
We sampled from existing data for plants and for cold-blooded things and warm-blooded things, and we connected those in these networks based on sort of the full range of available data. And that means everything from tigers and elephants down to small bacteria.
Thousands of species are in codependent food webs. For example, if a flower were pollinated by only one species of bee and the bee became extinct, so would the plant. Professor Bradshaw says it is all interconnected.
If you lose an important animal in that web, then there's going to be a cascade. We just wanted to quantify how much we were underestimating extinction merely by looking at temperature tolerances.
New South Wales-based ecologist Wendy Hawes, a veteran of 25 years in the field, says she agrees species could be wiped out if temperatures continue to rise.
Because our plants and animals are adapted to the situation as it is. And as climate changes, then they need to move to meet their natural metabolic needs.
The National Nature Campaigner for the Wilderness Society, Jess Panagiris, says more needs to be done to tackle climate change and to protect Australia's species in general.
And one of the best things we can do is make sure that we preserve the homes of those species that we currently have to give them the best chance of adapting in the face of a changing climate. And the other thing we can do, obviously, is act on climate change as quickly as we can.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.